Judy?
Judy hasn't come on yet.
Okay, are you by yourself?
Yeah, but I
Okay, so
just got on
far.
myself.
Right.
First time it didn't connect, you know, it gave me, said I did the wrong number, which I didn't, but you know how you got to have
Yeah.
just that little soft touch when you press those numbers. Are you,
Right.
know, it happens
Yeah.
pretty often.
Yeah, how's Tony feeling tonight? Still feeling pretty good?
He seems okay.
Okay, he said
So,
he was kind of feeling better. Yeah.
yeah, I don't think he had any problems today. So, I think he's getting over it.
I was talking to Debbie and she and about the aloe vera, and she said the best brand was George.
Okay.
Because she said it doesn't have a like a lot of them have a like a really predominant taste, and this one doesn't.
Okay, is it George, like George?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you know, she didn't say. She just said George. You know, she knows a lady that's been using it for years, and she's really familiar with how great, you know, good it is. And she said that's the one she always recommends. She said because it doesn't, it's good. It's a good kind, and it says a lot of what the benefits are. It doesn't have a really bad taste. You know what I mean? Some of them have a more of a, and this one
Okay.
here tastes better. I said, oh, well, I was going to tell you that because
Okay,
that's going to
thank
help
you.
it. That's going to help heal all that.
Okay.
It's good with that. Well, you know, any of that kind of stuff, the stomach, all that, it helps to heal that. Yeah, I wanted to connect tonight. So this is my tour portion all this week. I needed to connect, so. You know what he's teaching on tonight?
The handout I printed
Okay.
for you.
Okay,
We're
thank you.
still on special lock.
Okay. I
He
think Maka's on.
was going to, instead of doing the Tucuni's OR, I think he was going to continue with the REs. Remember we
Yeah.
printed the curly hair, you know, all of
I think
those.
Maka's on.
Not through the land of the Philistines should be tonight, I think. And the curly-haired Philistines and the medium-haired Philistines. It's that handout.
Okay.
Randall.
Yes, come on.
Hello, Brandy.
Hey. Hey,
Are you
how are
feeling better?
you?
Okay, how are you feeling?
Oh, so-so.
So the weather still?
Yeah.
Cedar, is it the cedar you were talking about?
Yeah, I don't do good with the cedar winds.
Good evening.
Good
Good
evening.
evening.
I'm going to go ahead and mute since you're here. Here we go.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anna Bacall. Anna Bacall, Gedulah Shemin Ha-Tati. Tami Kablam. Betet Resh, Sari Tap Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Bero Tuha Nael Adata. Et Kufet, Tet Nunayan. Yahid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kidushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pesayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodeya, Talumo, Shin Kufav, Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahe, Adonai Yohei Wahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse Chesed La'alafim, Notse Awon Wafesha, We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchimu Urchimu Le'ata l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei V'yehudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah V'yihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei Yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei Yadeinu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Rishu Koma De Abed Le'ela Wittata Tolaihu Bishop Biovada Bishot Belei Lach Mila Bialma Bivaye Barnash Vedach yaleya minaya ulan haga Veya kalana dehakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikolai tzirif Bi alma The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy that we study. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamili Israel undati bushakan tahta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu bnei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. These are very potent and strong this week due to the fact they're revealed this week in the parasha of Bishalach. We will connect to the 72 names by utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. We will now say the two lines of the Shema Yisrael, in case any of our community has not yet said the nighttime Shema. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which can be found on the unique astrological times link. We will start with the Lashem Yichud. We will start with the Lashem Yichud, and then at the Malchut level. Lashem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitzilu Urshimud Hilud Hilu Urshimu Leachta Lashem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Malchut Yoaheni Wayohe Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yo aheni wa yo hei. Yisod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye ahini we yohi. Ye ahini we yohi. Ye ahini we yohi. He ferret. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yevora. Ye ah. Ni we yoh. Ye ah. Ni we yoh. Ye'ach, ni'wi'yoch. Bina, excuse me, chesed. Ye'ach, ni'wi'yohe. Ye'ach, ni'wi'yohe. Ye'ach, ni'wi'yohe. Bina, ye'ach, ni'wi'yohe. Ye'ach, ni'wi'yohe. Ye'ach, ni'wi'yohe. Achma, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. And now we will take the elevator up, the abridged Kaddish, which can be found on the unique astrological times link also. Then we all say Amen. Ma divrakirute viam lich malchute. Bechayechonu viom mechonu vechaye dikol bet Yisrael. Bagala vizman kari. It barach veishtabach vipar vipromam vipnase vitadar. Ita leve ita lal shemede kudsha le'ela min ko birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechamata da'amiran v'alma yehe shlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu V'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom, v'imromal, hu yase shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Today's class can be found on the Revealed. On the Revealed Matrix. It's available in the row 14, second column from the left, it's the landing page for the writings of the Ari. When that opens up, scroll down to Parasha Bishalach, and under that, the link that talks about the not through the land of the Philistines. There are three parts to this class tonight. They're one right after the other. The journey to Israel manifests mystical unifications in the spiritual worlds. This week's Torah portion opens with the words, "And it was when Pharaoh sent away the people that Hashem did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, for it was close. For Hashem said, 'Lest the people change their mind when they see war and return to Egypt.' So Hashem led the people around by way of the desert of the Sea of Reeds, or the Yam Suf. And the Israelites went out from Egypt armed. Moses took Joseph's bones with him, for he had made the Israelites swear, saying, 'Hashem will certainly redeem you, so take my bones out of here with you.' The word for 'and it was' presaged trouble for the Jewish people from the fact that Pharaoh sent away the people, that is, the mixed multitude. The word for 'and it was' by Yehi is understood by the sages to presage trouble. When the Torah uses the term the people instead of the more usual the Israelites, the children of Israel, B'nei Yisrael, it is often understood to refer to the mixed multitude of Gentiles that Moses converted and accompanied the Jewish out of Egypt. These converts that Moses converted and accompanied the children of Israel out of Egypt. These converts were moved to convert by the miracles they saw performed for the Jews, rather than by sincere devotion to Hashem. Since their intentions were not pure, they proved repeatedly to be a source of trouble during the ensuing trek to the land of Israel. For it was because of them that Hashem did not lead them directly. The Jews by way of the land of the Philistines, for this route was close, and they would have entered the promised land immediately had they taken it. God suspected that the people, the mixed multitude, would change their mind and return to Egypt. And I am adding, Hashem knows, he does not suspect. But the translation might be incorrect. Continuing, when Moses saw that they had to travel by way of the desert of the Sea of Reeds, and they would have to cross the sea, he took Joseph's bones with him in order to use them to split the sea, similar to the idea in the verse, the sea saw and fled, a verse from Psalms. According to the Midrash, it was Joseph's bones that the sea saw and fled, retreated on either side, leaving a dry path for the children of Israel to use to cross. It was because Joseph fled when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife that the sea now fled before him. Rabbi Shalom Zarabi notes that since this verse continues, for he had made the Israelites swear, saying, God will certainly redeem you, so take my bones out of here with you. According to the Midrash, According to the Midrash, it was Joseph's bones that the sea saw and fled. They retreated on either side, leaving a dry path for the children of Israel to use to cross. It was because Joseph fled when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife that the sea now fled before him. Rabbi Shalom Zarabi, one of the people who chose this day to pass, one of the Sadiqim. Rabbi Shalom Zarabi notes that since this verse continues, for he had made the Israelites swear, saying, God will certainly redeem you, so take my bones out of here with you. We cannot say that Moses took Joseph's bones because he realized he would have to use them to split the sea. Because the children of Israel were obligated to take his bones in any case. Rather, he says, the Arizal means that the reason Moses took Joseph's bones with him, keeping them next to him rather than putting someone else in charge of them, was for this reason. The Arizal goes on to explain the Kabbalistic dynamics behind the change of plans in part two, titled The Curly-Haired Philistines. The Curly-Haired Philistines, Part 2. From the teachings this week's Torah portion opens with the words, and we read this paragraph in part one, so I'm not going to read it again. The Arizal now explains the Kabbalistic dynamics behind this change of plans. Now, the Philistines are situated spiritually in the location of the hairs referred to in the phrase, his locks are curled. They are alluded to by the combined numerical value of 10 names of Elohim, of constricted consciousness, from which these hairs issued above in the spiritual realms. Energy passes out of the brain and metamorphoses into hair. Hair is seen as a manifestation of the brain's excess light, mental energy. As this excess energy passes out of the brain and metamorphoses into hair, it undergoes an extreme qualitative contraction, a tsimsum. Hair, together with nails, is the most lifeless part of the body, since it can be cut painlessly. I am adding, the Kabbalah explains that light enters the top of the head and spreads to share, as is the nature of light. Some is able to spread outwards back through the top of the head. This restriction or tsimsum has the effect of judgment, the top of the head. Other aspects of the light spreads through the neck to the body. Some parts of the light cannot fit through the neck and become the hairs of the beard. The Arizal states elsewhere that the hair on the head of Arichanpin is white or blonde, the hair on the head of Zeranpin is black, and the hair on the head of the Nukva is red. This verse applies to the hair of Zeranpin. And as his locks are curled, they're black as a raven. He further states that there are three types of hair on Zeranpin's head. Long locks, kivutzot, medium-length hairs, nimim, and short hairs, sa'arot. These three types of hair originate in the three parts of the brain, which in turn correspond to the three components of the intellect. The long kivutzot originate in Dat, which is centered in the brainstem or cerebellum. Dat comprises the origin of the midot, which, as we have seen previously, are manifested principally as five states of Chesed and five states of Gevurah. There are thus 10 contracted states of excess, mental dot energy, that emerges from dot. And inasmuch as the name Elohim signifies the contraction of the tzimtzum, these 10 contracted states are manifest as 10 names of Elohim. In the same section, Parsha Beshalach, you will find at the bottom of the links within that parasha two descriptions that expand on the idea of hair. So feel free to read those at your leisure. And we will continue on to part three, which is the medium-haired Philistines. This article is a continuation from part two. The word for lock is tal tal. The numerical value of this word is 860. Tal Tal is spelled Taf Lamet Taf Lamet, which is 400 plus 300 plus 30 plus 400 plus 30, or 860. The numerical value of the name Elohim is 86. And 10 times 86 is tau tau, 860. The addition of the two letters of the plural locks tau talim are yud mem, which is 50, alluding to the 50 letters used to spell the 10 names of Elohim. The medium length hairs, the nimim, come from Bina, and the short hairs, sa'arot, from Hachma. The short hairs function as the encompassing light, or makif, around Zerampin itself. The medium hairs function as the encompassing light around the partsuf of Leah, and the long hairs function as the encompassing light around the partsuf of Rachel. The hair of Zerampin, we have these connections. The type of hair, the origin of the Sephirah, and the encompassing light. So we have short hair, which is Sa'arot, is connected to Hachma of Zerampin. The medium length hair, Ninim, is Bina of Leah. And the long locks, the Kibbutzot, is Dat of Rachel. The Philistines personified overindulgence in the sensuality of this world. This is alluded to by their name, which is derived from the root Hey Lamed Shin, meaning breaking through or overdoing it. In the realm of holiness, the Philistines signify excessive joy in the service of Hashem, breaking all boundaries of proper propriety. This is generally frowned upon, because there is always a danger that excessive expression of joy, even in a holy context, can degenerate into joy for joy's sake, the enjoyment of joy itself, and this is a form of self-indulgence, and thus evil. This is why Michal rebuked her husband, King David, for rejoicing excessively when he brought the Ark of the Covenant back from the Philistines. Michal was wrong because King David was exceedingly pious, but her supposition was essentially correct. Thus, inasmuch as both the Philistines and hair express the idea of excess, the Philistines are situated spiritually approximate to the location of hair. Indeed, elsewhere, the Arizal points out that the numerical value of the Hebrew word for Philistines, Pelishtim, is also 860. It is known that the Philistines derived from the partsuf of Leah. Leah signifies thought, as opposed to Rachel, who signifies speech. The partsuf of Leah is situated opposite the upper half of Zerampin, particularly opposite the head or intellect. For Leah signifies thought, as opposed to Rachel, who signifies speech. Although both thought and speech serve and express the intellect and the emotions, thought is used more for intellect and speech more for the emotions. As we saw above, the medium length of hair of Zerampin originates in Bina of Zerampin, and forms the encompassing light around the partsuf of Leah. It is evidently these hairs that served as the thematic connection between the Philistines and Leah. The inner dimension of Bina is joy. Joy accompanies the full integration of this insight of Hachma into the individual's overall worldview, revitalizing his life. and this is accomplished by Bina. As a result of this joy, the individual can have an emotional response to his new intellect. As alluded to in the phrase, the mother of the children is joyful, which can be read, the mother Bina of the children, the midot is joy. But the Israelites were now proceeding toward the land of Israel, which is associated with the partsuf of Rachel. Thus, just like a person has to think about before he speaks, the Jews had to pass through the partsuf of Leah, manifest in the land of the Philistines, before entering the partsuf of Rachel, manifest in the land of Israel. God feared that they would go through the place of Leah where there was hair. They would return to Egypt, for the territory of Leah is also a type of Egypt, and perhaps they would become entangled and caught there. He therefore led them around by way of the desert of the Sea of Reeds, that is, via Rachel, who is the end of the levels. I am adding, in today's world, the land of the Philistine is Gaza. The people who live there are called Palestinians, and the potential Egypt still applies. The Sea of Reeds, the Yam Suf, expressed Rachel. The word for reeds is Suf, which is spelled exactly the same way as the word for end, Sof. Rachel is the partsuf of Malchut, which is the last and lowest of the ten Sephirot, and is therefore termed in the Zohar the end of the law levels. Thus the Sea of Reeds expressed Rachel. Now Moses, who personified Yesod of Abba, could only enter the land of Israel, which expressed Rachel, by being channeled through the Yesod of Zeranpin, which was personified by Joseph. We have been seen previously that Moses personified Yesod of Abba. While Yesod of Abba can couple with Leah, for they are of the same level, it is too high to couple with Rachel. It therefore has to descend to the level of Zeranpin and be vested in it in order to couple with Rachel. We have seen previously that Joseph, the paradigm of sexual purity, personified Yesod of Zeranpin. Scripture therefore states that Moses took Joseph's bones with him. This means that Moses, who personified Yesod of Abba, became vested in Joseph, who performed Yesod of Zeranpin. In this way, he was able to descend to the end of all levels, to enter Rachel. At this point, it is still assumed that Moses would enter the land of Israel. I am adding, this always amazes me how the Ari relates the simple story to the Sephirot. Then as everything becomes simple and everything unifies. That is the end of our class tonight. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow is Wednesday, and we will have the two classes. One at 4:30 will be a deeper Zohar on Lech Lecha, and at 7 o'clock, not sure. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you, Judy. Shalom.